I remember seeing them many, many, many years ago at Deer Lake Park. I think they were opening for REM. The National was there as well. And you're too kind. The National was, and so for Modest Mouse fans, you may recognize this and remember the song "Little Motel," and there was the most unnecessary mosh. Good night, Connor. Take care. Thank you for showing that movie. Really good stuff. And so, yeah, there's a mosh pit for "Little Motel" by Modest Mouse, which I'll play you a clip real quick. Real quick, just a snippet. Just a little bit. One sec. Just went a little like this. So I want you to imagine viciously throwing down to this. Just throwing bows. Just haymakers. Flying kicks. Mad mosh pit action to this. Just insane. Buck wild in the pit for this one. It's a little bit of Modest Mouse. I'm going to go back to this. I'll have to listen back to that some other time. I've been listening to a lot of Philip Glass lately. Listen back to the Philip Glass rework album from like 2012. It's a freaking doozy. If you're a Philip Glass enjoyer and you haven't heard Philip Glass rework, you should absolutely check it out. It's a great remix album there. And Beck has a 20-minute cover of New York 73-78, and it's a trip. I used to shower to that record because I liked long showers. Of all the gin joints the dame had to walk into, she had to walk into mine. It's me, Frank Hardboiled Egg, here with you. I'm on the case for a hot cold mystery, but this dame comes up in here to my gin joint. Sparks over there was telling me, you better watch out, she's a femme fatale. Sorry. I'm having way too much fun today. I miss being on the radio. 1 week away from the radio, and I'm just yapping on about nothing. Anyways, hope you're enjoying it. Let's get some music here going on here. We're going to check out some music from Des Ormes. This is going to be their song, Deleter.
Yo, you're still listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby.
To the show. That was a really nice song. I really like that. I hope you did too. Let me tell you what it was. That was
Sylvie Cox coming in with their track Better Together. They're playing at the Heatley Friday night. And that was a nice little spacey trip on there. That's a nice dreamy rock. So I hope you enjoyed that. Before that was Days or May. But with their track Deleter, I think. What, did I have something on before this? I swear I did. Didn't I? All right. I forgot to play some music from Toxic Femme. So I'm going to do that right now. This is I'd paint the walls red if I had the time or the guts. That was Toxic Femme with their track I'd Paint the Walls Red If I Had the Time or the Guts. True, relatable. I would love to paint my walls red, but maybe they're meaning something, have a different meaning for that. Check out Toxic Femme. They're playing with Spring Breaks, The Sound Off, Smacked Youth, and Die Job for Bad Backfest 1, Day 1, Night 1, up to interpretation, over at the Red Gate Friday night. Check it out. And yeah.
Very cool. Very good set there, if I do say so myself. Let's talk about Saturday, because we're running out of time. Let's get into it. Okay, if you haven't noticed already, there's also the Vancouver National Jazz Fest is happening. So there's like way too many shows for me to list. So do your own research on that, honestly. And I am not the guy to talk to you about jazz, at least local jazz in Vancouver. I don't know enough about it. You should talk to Connor. He's on Bitcouver. When is Bitcouver? It's Apartment Uno, Fridays at 1. And when is Bitcoover? Bitcoover's Tuesdays at 8 p.m., in case you want to hang out with Connor on the radio. Yeah, Bitcoover, as you can imagine, a lot of chiptune, Department Uno, all the hot and fresh tracks, hot off the presses here at the radio station as well. Yeah, you can talk jazz with him. But anyways, and Matthew. Matthew's really good at jazz. Matthew, I forget when your show is, but it's also a really good show. Lots of cool stuff on their show. Anyways, Vancouver International Jazz Fest happening around town, all over, everywhere. Bring an umbrella. It sounds like you're going to need one this week, unless you're at the indoor venues. But yeah, shout out to Danny, who did that show a few weeks, if not months ago, about the Vancouver International Jazz Festival, like, in the 90s, when Pat Mayhew was in town. That was pretty slick. Cool. Let's talk about Friday. So Bad Back Fest Night 2 is doing the thing back at the Red Gate. Believe it or not. Shame Banger, Nuh-uh, The Disorderlies, Lush Clot, and The Grinning Barretts are doing their respective things for Bad Back Fest Day 2 as well. I'll see over at the Red Gate, Main and Third. Check it out. We hear some music from Lush Clot in the next cut here. So that's very cool. Once again, over at Red Gate, Shame Banger, Nuh-uh, The Disorderlies, Lush Clot, and The Grinning Barretts for Bad Back Fest Day 2. The Electric Boogaloo. It's not called that. Then we move on to the Cobalt down on Union Street. Here we have Bornana with Numb Dame, Code 22, and Girl Wife doing a top surgery fundraiser. Hoping to shed some weight up there, if I do. There's one way to put it, if you catch my drift. So yeah, hopefully that goes well. If you feel like supporting that, you can go rock out with those folks at the Cobalt Saturday night with Bornana, Numb Dame, Code 22, and Girl Wife. Over at Green Auto, you got two shows to choose from. There's a woman adjacent fronted band night, doing the thing there with Demure. Doomloops, who are really good. I saw them a few weeks ago at the Red Gate when they released, I think, a new EP? Question mark? And yeah, Via Castello in the mix on that one as well. And then on the other side of the fence, you got Muncho with Big Deal, Side Quest, and Goblin Vessel. I couldn't find any music from any of these bands except Muncho that I could reliably locate as them being from here. Maybe they're touring. I don't know. Anyways, go check it out and ask them what the heck their website is. What up, Charlotte? Welcome back to this hot studio. It's too hot.
It's so hot.
It's cold. It's 13 degrees in here, but it's positively summer out in here. Shout out to the folks in the chat here in, quote-unquote, the middle of China, where it's 31 degrees. It's too hot. But I looked up the center of China, and Langzhou is not 31 degrees right now.
Yeah.
So maybe they're not in Langzhou.
I just wanted to, yeah, today we have less people online is because the platform just restrained the flow because our guest today has a tattoo and it's not covered. So like, normally like they would just kind of like, oh, you have like, they won't push to more people.
Okay.
More because they have the restraint. And so it's not like nobody reported it, but it's just like the platform.
Yeah, the same, they're like, they just spotted you.
Yeah,
like,
so okay. I got the warning, but then I was hosting the show, so I just ignored it. It's just
there
like,
you go.
So I realized that less people are just online because the platform will recommend our channel,
yeah, fair.
Show to other people.
The algorithm is a fickle monster.
Yeah, so if but I it seems like then people are still interacting with you. But if you see like there's less interaction, less people tuning, it's because of that.
Hey, that's all right. We'll just have to wait till next week. But you're here. People on WeChat, and then there's also you, dear listener, joining us as well.
Yeah, it's so hot here.
Yeah, I had to lose my sweater. It was just too hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Haircut?
I did get a haircut.
Yeah.
It's so good to feel the wind on my neck again.
Because you kind of look different.
Hey, a week is a long time.
It's been half a month since last time I...
Really?
Because you didn't come that week. That's 2 weeks.
Really?
Isn't it?
Well, I wasn't here last week, but I was here last week.
Yeah, that's been 2 weeks.
Okay.
Last week to...
I guess. Yes, that makes... Okay, that tracks.
See? So it's half a month.
Okay, well, I'm glad to be back.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to punch through a few more listings here. I'm gonna roll Sunday into this as well. So we're still talking about Saturday. Where was I? Talked about the Kobold. Once again, Born Anna, Num Dame, Code 22, and Girl Wife doing their respective things there. At the Astoria, another night of heavy music from heavy people, musically speaking. You have Contrusion and Dispossessed, along with Grave Infestation and Ocizer. That name. So that's gonna be a very heavy night. And yeah, isn't July 1st also like a national holiday in China?
No, it's October 1st.
October 1st, right?
Is it October 1st? I think it is. 10月1号 是国庆，对吧？
I don't know the national holidays of China.
Masking. Like I mean, I don't dare to make mistakes there, but like I think it is a week is a long time.
Yeah. It is a long time.
今天被限流了，因为我们今天嘉宾有纹身。然后我刚才播完之后看到那个警示，但是都是我没有告诉他，因为我也没有注意到他，因为这里太多人有纹身了嘛，所以我。就没有注意到。
I'm so sorry, I just didn't realize that. I just speaking Chinese.
We lose translation?
Translation, yeah. But now your audience has recognized that we are multilingual.
I could do this in French too, or Polish.
Really?
A little bit.
Can
not
you speak like fluent in?
I wouldn't say full fluent, mais je peux parler français petit peu, mais pas tout le temps. Je ne sais pas les mots, tous les mots. Mais je pourrais faire une conversation avec mes amis et des collègues.
Oh, interesting. I mean...
Bienvenue au programme des arts sur CJSF 99.1. shout out to my francophone audience. What's up? Je vous... Je te vois. Okay, moving on. Over the Rickshaw, a change up from metal. They have Scald playing with one of my favorite bands, formerly Vancouver bands, now based in Toronto, Walgren. Fabulous, but kind of like Baroque avant art pop music stuff. So I really love their stuff. So I'm going to definitely play that stuff. So yeah, check that out at the Rickshaw Saturday night. Anyway, so as I said, I'm going to roll Sunday into this because I'm running out of time. Sunday, Ape War, Oklahoma, the band, not the musical, playing with Future Memories at the Red Gate Sunday night as well. So come through for that. It's going to be some loud stuff. So I think it's a noise grindcore band that is Oklahoma. So very big, very big far cry from the musical of Oklahoma and your typical music of Oklahoma. Not to say that Oklahoma doesn't have punk rockers, but what's up, Shadow Oklahoma? What is it? Not the, what was their the Oklahoma Thunder, the basketball team? I forget. Anyways, they're good. Also, hometown of Wayne Coyne, one of my favorite musicians, though he's kind of gone off the deep end a little bit these days. Anyways. Green Auto also has Kelfest, a lot of fests this weekend, featuring Goo, Shrugs Bunny, Witco, and of course, Kel in the mix at Green Auto Sunday night. Check it out for Kelfest. Two more to go. Heatley has Grade School and Wright with a W doing their respective things. And finally, the Wise Hall has Holy Locust, Hot Damn Sand Scandal, and Volunteers doing their respective things over there at the Wise Hall Sunday night as well. And that is your week. In music, in the underground scene. There's lots more out there, of course, that I didn't mention. If you have any things you want to recommend, I shout out for next week, hit me up on Instagram, moose.masta on Instagram. That's really the only way I can really recommend you get in touch with me. But anyways, we're going to get into some music here because I'm done talking. This is a fun name. This track's called Thick Piss by Lush Klotz, who's playing Saturday night at Red Gate. Check it out. pop in and back in real quick here because I forgot to do my usual sign off. Once again, stay cool. Enjoy the beautiful rainy weather. Have a good time. Stay hydrated. Eat some food. And I don't really have anything too clever to say, but other than that, free Palestine. See you next week. This is Oh Harpy by Walgren. They've been playing at the Rickshaw Saturday night. Stay tuned for Analog Archive with Danny. Bye-bye.